Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Jessica Klotweig, the Group and Women's Discipleship Director, bringing you today's Daily Phil. Static cling. What do you think of when you hear the word cling? Maybe that random sock that sneakily ends up stuck to your sweater due to static. Or perhaps you think of a clingy person who depends on and attaches themselves to someone, maybe just a little too much. These descriptions have a negative connotation, but Mary Magdalene was clingy in a good way. She had become dependent on Jesus and clung to him for life. In doing so, she learned to trust and rely on the one who had freed her from demons, taught her as a disciple, and showed her a new way to live. Jesus, too, could rely on her presence as she stood at his feet, weeping as his life drained out. This undoubtedly was the worst of days for Mary. Engulfed with grief and sadness, she had gone to the tomb to find his body missing, which only deepened the heartache and sense of loss. Jesus understood her pain and came to her, very much alive. What a roller coaster of emotions. Upon recognition, her very natural response was to cling and never let go. After all, she had already lost him once. But Jesus urged her to embrace the separation, saying, "Do not cling to me." John 20:17. The way she was used to clinging would not remain static, but would require change. It would require the Holy Spirit. She and all the other disciples from then on, including you and me, would need to learn to cling to the sound of his voice, trusting that one day we will have the full embrace of God's presence. Are you clingy in a good way? I hope so. May you be filled with hope today and every day because of Jesus.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.